Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to find your positive purpose in life so you can live a fulfilling experience that will keep you excited and empowered each and every day. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. As you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So I'm excited for this episode because this is the second time that I've recorded this. And if you've listened to the podcast for a little while, you know, sometimes I'll make it all the way through a podcast, edit it, everything, and then I just don't like the message and delete it and start all over. And that's because the energy is strong. And if you're feeling this, that means it's resonating with you. So if you are looking for purpose that helps you wake up every single day excited and fired up about your experience, this is going to be the episode for you. And so before we dive into that, I want to say that life, this earth, is absolutely a school. It's an opportunity for us to learn. Nothing else is above that. Everything that happens on this planet is an opportunity for us to learn love. When you can love something from all angles and all situations, whether it's a good thing, a hurtful thing, whatever it is, when you can create love where it doesn't exist, you will be in that frequency. And so that's important to know. So I want to talk about a specific thing I was doing earlier today. I was cleaning up. We were getting ready for Halloween, getting the tables out. And I was in the garage, and we actually have a trash can in the garage. And it's where we throw dirty diapers. So it's not next to where we keep the clean trash bags. So sometimes when you have to take out the trash in there, you have to go all the way back inside, get a trash bag, bring it back out after you've taken it out. Last time I did that, I thought, what if I just took a couple extra trash bags and I put them in the trash can first and then put the trash bag in there? So that way when I took the trash out or when whoever took the trash out, there would be trash bag already right there and you could just fill it back up without having to go all the way back inside. And so I got to experience the goodwill or the good energy of what I did earlier in the week by putting that trash bag in there. And it felt so good even though it was something so simple. And I know that's a simple story, but you see, this whole message was inspired from that one moment. And that's why you have to know that you are in Earth School. And when you walk around life with a positive mindset, meaning you are looking for the good, you are looking for the lessons, you are looking for the love in every situation, then situations will start presenting it to you. It wasn't that I just did all this and then discovered this idea for this topic. I did all this and then the topic came into mind. because I'm in that frequency. And that's the goal, is for you to be in that frequency as well. But we get in that frequency from thoughts and actions. The thought being, what do you want to be? I want to be positive. I want to see love in every situation. I want to grow. I want to expand my understanding of things. When those are your thoughts, and then your actions follow suit, and you make that your purpose every single day, you will be inspired, because every single day, you are learning something and taking something that helps you grow. And it doesn't just have to come from books. It doesn't just have to come from lessons. It doesn't have to come from school. It doesn't have to come from podcasts. It will come from your exact existence, and it will apply specifically to you. That's why when we start every single episode, we take a couple deep breaths to help us align. We pick a word, a frequency that we want to reside in. And then we do it again, and we remove the negative energy and fill ourselves up with a positive perspective. We ask to see that message. And so when you wake up every single day with that intention, not the intention of, I'm going to be super happy today, I'm going to be a billionaire, I'm going to be the most famous person. You can do those things, but your energy is so much more than an emotion. Your energy is so much more than a material thing. Your energy is forever. It's what you're going to take with you. It's the thing that doesn't expire. Energy cannot be destroyed. We know that. So if energy can't be destroyed, whatever you're creating, whatever you're building within you is what you're going to take with you. How you're feeling today, you're not going to take that with you. How you felt last year, you're not going to take that with you, because those are part of your body. That is not your energy. And you know deep down, your energy is where your true power is at. And we know this because everything can be perfect. I know people, I've worked with people, I've talked to people that have everything most of us would dream about. Money, success, businesses, family, health, all the things that we think are winning or successful in this experience. I know so many people that have it, but they feel empty inside. They feel miserable, they're angry, they're not happy. It's because they've solved the material and they haven't touched the energetic on the inside. And that's how I know they're separate. That's how I know there's more to you than just you. There's your energy that's behind you. Because if all the things that we consider good, somebody can have and them not feel well, their energy be off, then the energy has to be separate. So set a purpose and a focus and a vision for your energy and start giving that the love, start giving that the respect that it deserves, and you'll start seeing things from a different perspective. You'll start seeing the solutions for you. And the way to keep you anchored, the way to make sure that you're not getting lost in all kinds of ideas and thoughts and on the wrong direction is this. Is this love? It cannot hurt somebody if it's love. It cannot take away from somebody if it's love. Because with love, you have forgiveness. And yes, you should protect yourselves and not just stand in harm's way. But when there's danger or someone hurts you or something bad happens to you, your goal is to understand and love in that situation, to forgive in those situations. That is setting a goal for your energy, your spirit, your soul. Not setting a goal for the physical you. You can still have goals. You can still have a great career. You can be a professional athlete. You can own a business. You can do anything that you want. Just don't make that your ultimate vision. Think about who you want to be, how you want your energy to be while you're doing those things. The worst feeling in the world has to be achieving everything that you ever wanted and feeling empty inside. The pain, the loss that would come from having everything that the world says is good and not feeling fulfilled. And what's even sadder or even more lost is once you find that inner peace and you have it, you see others without it. And that is very hard. But when you see others that don't even know they're missing it, that will inspire you even more. Because they don't even know. And of course, we say ignorance is bliss. There's, of course, people that are in love with everything physical, everything material, and it makes them happy and they feel good. But the thing that we know is that our energy is more. In fact, if you are feeling down, if you are feeling depressed, if you are not resonating with what is going on around in the world right now, that is a gift. Be thankful that your system is alerting you that the immediate surroundings, the earth, that all of this is small compared to what you can truly be. You see, those negative thoughts, that sadness, the anxiety, like when things just aren't right, is an alert system. That doesn't mean once you realize what the alert is, you're going to feel better. Of course, you're going to have to work through that, but you have an alert. Some people don't even have an alert, and the only thing that's going to wake them up and help them live the life and have the fulfillment that they really deserve is you solving you and then giving it to the world. No matter where you're at, you have to understand that so many people are listening right now. Think about you and your experience. What you're doing. Are you going to school? Are you 16? Are you 50? Are you in college? Do you have a job? Do you own a business? Are you married? Like, think about it. There are thousands of people tuned in right now. Every single person having a unique experience. Now imagine if you decided at this point, of course, everything that is important to you, still important. But you make your number one focus finding love in every situation, finding forgiveness in every situation, healing yourself in every situation. Imagine that person of you going through your career, being the spouse, being the family member, the brother, the sister, the parent, being the friend. And then imagine your neighbor becoming that person, your boss becoming that person, people that are in politics becoming those people. That's how we find true purpose. So I know we want to inspire, but let's be the change we want to be and allow that to help people shift. Allow people to find, through our example, healing energy. No longer be stuck and only focused on the material. Set your targets a little bit higher. Focus on your energy. Focus on everything that happens being for you an opportunity to find love and create it in every situation. Because the more situations, the more frequencies that you learn how to create love, the more love is a part of you. So let's work hard. Let's have that high perspective and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about a positive purpose for you. I know it started going a little bit long, but this is one of those ones that felt like I was just tuned in and could have probably made an entire hour. So thank you so much for listening. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, I've got my TikTok and Instagram down below. I appreciate all the follows down there. They mean the absolute world to me. And if you are someone that wants to level up, if you want to build your positive perspective, change your vision, set a goal and a target that will inspire you to have a successful career, run your business, whatever it is that you need, that fulfillment, consider scheduling a success session. It's a complimentary one-on-one for us to talk about your situation, look at the positive perspective, and see a path to get there. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.